Welcome to Logical, the first regular podcast navigating the latest legal updates here in the United Arab Emirates. I'm Tim Elliott. As ever, I'm with Ludmila Yamalova, managing partner of the Dubai-based legal firm HPL Yamalova and Plethka. Always good to be able to speak with you, Ludmila.
So good to be talking to you too, Tim, as always.
Now, I'm going to have to try and keep up with you here and understand all the acronyms and terms, but UAE data privacy laws, the use of facial recognition technology, it's a topic that I always think we're kind of aware of, but that most of us maybe don't think about too much.
Indeed, and it is a very important topic, especially with the increasing use of biometric technologies, particularly in the UAE, like facial recognition. So we're seeing certainly like in the UAE parallels and contrasts between the UAE's approach and what's established under the EU General Data Protection Regulation, which is commonly referred to as GDPR.
Okay, so let's get into it. What are the key UAE data privacy laws that govern the use of facial recognition technology, and how do they compare with the EU's General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR?
So the key regulations here in the UAE are the Federal Decree Law Number 45 of 2021, also known as the Personal Data Protection Law, or PDPL, a little bit of a mouthful. And this law came into effect on January 2nd of 2022, but its executive regulations are still pending, which is delaying sort of the full enforcement or implementation of this law. And this particular personal data protection law outlines sort of broad principles for the collection and processing of biometric data, such as facial recognition. So in many ways, at its current form, it's very similar to the EU GDPR, which also places heavy emphasis on protecting personal data, including biometrics. One key similarity between the PDPL, which is the UAE's version, and GDPR, is the requirement for explicit consent before personal data can be processed. In other words, there has to be explicit consent to ultimately collect and process facial recognition data. So both laws mandate that individuals must be informed about how their data will be used and also must give very clear and affirmative consent. So that's perhaps in some way the different laws that are addressing the same point in very similar substantively way.
Okay, so businesses in both the UAE and the EU need explicit consent to use facial recognition data. But are there any major differences between the law here in the UAE and the EU's GDPR in that respect?
Yes. So while both PDPL and GDPR emphasize explicit consent, the GDPR provides more detailed guidelines on the conditions for consent, especially when it comes to specific categories of personal data, like biometrics. So under the European GDPR is the definition of freely given consent is particularly stringent. So there must be a clear distinction between consent and other terms of service.
Right.
In the UAE, on the other hand, the UAE law also requires that consent be clear and unambiguous, but we're still waiting for the executive regulations to clarify some of the finer details, such as what constitutes freely given consent in practice.
Okay, right. I'm still with you. So next question, are there specific requirements for how biometric data should be stored here in the UAE? And if there is, how does that compare with in the EU under GDPR regulation?
So so both laws require that personal data be stored securely. Mm-hmm. But in Europe, the GDPR, for example, provides more specific guidance on like technical and organizational measures like encryption and pseudonymization. Whereas in Europe, in the UAE, the PDPL kind of mirrors some of these general principles, emphasizing the importance of data security and confidentiality. But once again, we're still awaiting for more detailed requirements in the UAE through the forthcoming executive regulations. So kind of the grassroots are similar, but the specific mechanisms are yet to be seen how they evolve in the UAE. So in Europe, the GDPR goes a step further at this point with this concept of data minimization. For example, ensuring that only minimum amount of personal data that's necessary for the purpose is collected and stored. While in the UAE, the PDPL has a similar principles, but the European sort of version of the law has a much more detailed enforcement guidelines, which makes it very clear how it would be implemented and how strict the punishment or enforcement will be. In the UAE, this again, the general principles are in place, but in terms of how it's going to be enforced and what the penalties and the punishment will be assigned to violation of these regulations, that's something to be addressed in the executive regulations.
So what happens if a company needs to transfer facial recognition data outside of the UAE? Are the rules similar to what we see in the European Union?
Indeed, they are. Fairly close similarities between the PDPL and GDPR in this particular area. So under the GDPR, for example, the personal data can only be transferred outside of the EU if the destination country, for example, provides an adequate level of protection. So it has to be sort of similar in its stringency, if you will. And similarly, under Article 22 of the UAE's version of the data protection law, it also prohibits the transfer of personal data outside the UAE unless the destination country has data protection laws that offer adequate protection. So I would perhaps emphasize that here it's not just about, I would imagine it's not just about what's in the books, but what sort of effectively exists to protect that data. So it would not be sufficient for a country to just have a law in place if it doesn't enforce it. So I'd say for the UAE, where it would allow for this kind of a transfer, where it would have the confidence that the data will be protected and violations would be enforced in a similar way that they would be enforced in the UAE. The GDPR allows, for example, for what's called a standard contractual clause and sort of abiding corporate rules to facilitate such transfers. While the UAE law mentions contractual arrangements in Article 23, and so we don't really know what that means. We don't have the specifics of what those agreements will look like under the UAE data protection law. Because those details will have to be addressed in the executive regulations. But generally speaking, there are specific, at least, you know, I guess we presume that there will be similar standard contracts and rules, kind of a template rules and contracts as they exist in EU.
What constitutes valid customer consent under UAE law compared to the EU, Ludmilla?
That's a great question. And we've actually had a few clients recently that have had that very question, that they were curious to understand under the UAE's legal perspective. And so that's kind of also what inspired this particular podcast and this topic, because it became obvious that this is sort of still an evolving area and there's much confusion and in particular sort of need for guidance for companies that are based in the UAE and that are dealing with data, in particular customers' consent. So at a high level, both the UAE's data protection law and the EU's data protection law require that consent be freely given, and that has to be very specific, informed, and unambiguous. So it's not just like kind of consent, yes, yeah, with eyes closed, but it has to be very specific and it has to be done kind of, you know, at free will, and it has to be very fully informed. And with regards to that particular definition of consent, the GDPR is very detailed. So it has a fairly sort of nuanced definition of consent requirements. For example, under the GDPR, consent must be explicitly affirmative, so meaning pre-ticked boxes are not valid under GDPR. Similarly, sort of in the UAE, the law requires the consent to be clear, and it can be withdrawn at any time. But we expect that the executive regulations will provide further sort of details and will be more granular about how businesses should actually obtain and manage consent in practice. One important point is that both laws empower individuals to withdraw consent easily. And so businesses must comply with this request, ensuring that no further data processing occurs. And this is quite important because I'm sure you and I have been on the receiving end of all these newsletters and emails that we receive and just cannot quite unsubscribe. And in the past, it's a lot more difficult to unsubscribe. So these days, it's a lot because, you know, how the subscription happens to begin with. At some point in time, we ticked that it's okay for us to receive that, for example, information.
Okay.
So therefore, now both laws, at least in print and writing, mirror the same kind of concept of giving the individual the right to withdraw their consent at any point in time for any reason, and the companies have to honor that. They can't just continue to to use your data just because once upon a time you signed off on this, which, by the way, if you recall, was the case before.
Both laws, it sounds to me like the individuals are in control of their data. So good news. But what about legal risks? Are there any differences in how risks are managed under the two frameworks?
Of course. So managing legal risks, as you rightfully said, is crucial and very clear under both legal frameworks. Both laws sort of mandate that conducting data protection impact assessments, what it's called. So for high risk processing activities, and in particular like using facial recognition technology. However, so GDPR has more detailed criteria for when this sort of data protection impact assessment is required, and also regulators are very active in ensuring compliance. In the UAE, because the law is newer and still sort of being evolving and being worked on, under Article 21, for example, of the law, businesses must assess the risk. There is the same sort of similar concept, which requires businesses to assess the risks involved in processing sensitive data and put in place measures to mitigate those risks. And then while the PDPL closely follows GDPR in that case, but the GDPR's enforcement mechanism, including hefty fines for non-compliance, are a lot more established and are sort of actively in being practiced.
How can businesses using facial recognition here in the UAE, and the EU, I guess, as well, best sort of mitigate these risks?
Also, businesses in both jurisdictions should start by, first of all, conducting this, as I mentioned, this concept of the data protection impact assessment to evaluate and mitigate risks, and particularly with handling biometric data. They should appoint what's called a data protection officer. This is very important. So for those businesses who deal with this kind of data, it's a requirement to have a data protection officer. And in particular, those who handle large amounts of sensitive personal data. That requirement exists under both laws. Moreover, training staff and then documenting everything and documenting compliance efforts in particular, and ensuring that security measures like encryption in place will help businesses ultimately reduce their legal risks. Document. And importantly, the businesses should always stay updated with the latest legal changes, especially in the UAE, where the executive regulations are expected to bring further clarity.
Just a couple more questions. Are there any other legal considerations that businesses should keep in mind?
Yes. So beyond the PDPL in the UAE, that is, so businesses using facial recognition should also consider a few other laws, one of which is the Federal Decree Law Number 38 of 2021 on copyright and neighboring rights. So in other words, the UAE's copyright law. And so this law in particular prohibits, for things such as photographing and recording individuals without their explicit consent. So in addition, and that's the, in particular applies to businesses who deal with facial recognition or who want to either introduce technology or in the business of providing technology that captures facial recognition. So in addition to the UAE's data protection law, the other law that also needs to be considered in the context of devising sort of the right framework for each business is also the copyright law. And this particular law aligns in many ways with the broader GDPR principles of protecting individuals' right over their personal data and images. So, you know, I guess in principle, the laws between the two countries, including the copyright law, including the copyright laws are very similar, but the EU had sort of has been leading the way in data protection laws and everything related to it. So it's a lot more advanced in its implementation. So in the UAE, we've got sort of the grassroots, we've got the groundwork and the foundation. But in terms of how these laws are being enforced or how they will be enforced, it's still an evolving practice.
So if you are running a business or involved in a business that uses facial recognition technology in the UAE and the EU, and you're listening to this, you need to be vigilant about your legal obligations. But it's also, in the case of the UAE, it's really important to keep an eye on, you know, forthcoming regulations.
Absolutely. And in the UAE, the PDPL offers a solid foundation to sort of to start with, to rely on for protecting personal data. But it's imperative that businesses who are, in particular, those who are starting to consider coming into the UAE or starting up new businesses in the UAE, that they stay informed about how the law will evolve over time, in particular, be on the lookout for these executive regulations. And I have to tell you, so you know, why kind of this is an interesting space, and we've had several clients recently that have come forward about this very kind of, may seem like a little bit general in the way, kind of almost ambiguous topic, or but it's actually really important, as you can appreciate. And so much of our image, of our data that's being collected and monitored every day, but also, you know, technology is developing and continuing to develop, and the UAE wants to lead the way in its technological development. So that we've had a number of clients on the one hand who, for example, are wanting to set up businesses in the UAE that are technology based in space like facial recognition, right? So there's that, and so they've been kind of interested. Okay, so what regulations apply in the UAE if we were to going to start such business? You know, and there's another element to it, and that is that, you know, before such business is set up here, they need to be able to set up with a specific activity, the activity that will allow them, for example, to collect facial recognition. And so that's still an evolving space. And until now, while we know that those technologies and those mechanisms exist in the UAE, many of these initiatives are being managed primarily by government and semi-government authorities. So if a private business comes in and wants to start doing this, just it's important that they understand the UAE's kind of nuanced legal framework, where you can't just come in and say, I'm going to start collecting facial data. And the UAE is a lot more, much more regulated in economy and society in that way. So in setting up a business like that, it's the business itself. That is, the licensing requirements are a lot more stringent, and you'd have to kind of look for specific area or economic area where you would be able to set up a company that has that specific activity. And this is a concept that may not be so familiar to a lot of foreign businesses or those who have not really run a business in the UAE before, because they just think, okay, I'll come here and I'll set up a business. Well, it's not so easy to set up a business in the UAE. You need to know what specific business activity you'll be doing, because you will need to be applying for that specific, the license that provides that specific activity. And so it's not like everywhere in the UAE can set up just any company to do that. So you need to be very strategic about finding the right economic zone that has a license that will allow you that kind of activity. And then you need to understand what the limitations will be for you to be in that space to begin with. So the starting point is actually having the right license with the right licensing activity, and then making sure that you understand what the limitations are in terms of what you can do as a business, given the sensitivity of this space. I mean, we're talking about capturing the most sort of personal data. So it's understandable why, especially in a place like the UAE, where technology has advanced so far and the government has embraced technology at a sort of government and national level so much, that this, for the time being, that space is more or less kind of regulated and managed and controlled by government and semi-government authorities, obviously in collaboration with private businesses. But it's not going to be so simple for private businesses to come here and just set up in that space. So it's certainly the legal framework in many ways mirrors the EU GDPR. So we expect that as time goes on and more regulations evolve, there'll be more specifics that we, in many ways, will be based on lessons that we learned from the EU. But for the time being, we're still kind of at the grassroots of this particular field.
That is another episode of Logical: UAE data privacy laws, the use of facial recognition technology, and a pretty detailed comparison between the UAE's PDPL and the EU's GDPR. Appreciate you listening and watching if you're with us on YouTube. And thanks as well to our legal expert, managing partner at Yamalova & Plethka, Ludmila Yamalova. Thank you for sharing, Ludmila. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tim. Great to be chatting with you as always.
Find us across social media: Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, YouTube, wherever you get your podcast, our website. Lots and lots of UAE-centric legal information, hundreds of podcasts as well. And if you'd like a legal question answered, either by a qualified UAE-experienced legal professional or in an episode of Logical, just head to lylawyers.com.